שלום, אנחנו היום בשיעור מיוחד לרגל תשעה באב.
Hello friends, we are in a special lesson for the 9th of Av. We will read the sources on this topic of 9th of Av. And the 7th item.
וגם מביאים לידי תשובה. כמו שנפרש בפרשיות שהן בין המצרים.
Affliction cleanses as well as brings about repentance, as was explained in the portions that are Bein HaMitzrayim, between the straits. At that time, the words, I will exalt you, Lord, for you have lifted me, from the word dalut, poverty, in hitram memut, lifting. The poverty, which is the troubles, is the reason for the rising and causes what happened to become light. The advantage will come out of the darkness, since he has placed us in the dark, so that a great light would come out of the darkness. Likewise, the Lord will turn the curse into a blessing, since the curse itself has become a blessing, and the ruin of the temple is its building. For the ruin of the temple causes the your iniquity has ended, daughter of Zion. At that time, the great temple will be built, which is the building of the everlasting building.
A bit more alive.
כמו שנפרש בפרשיות שהן בין המצרים.
Affliction cleanses as well as brings about repentance, as was explained in the portions that are Bein HaMitzrayim, between the straits. At that time, the words, I will exalt you, Lord, for you have lifted me, from the word Dalut, poverty, in Hitramimut, lifting. The poverty, which is the troubles, is the reason for the rising, and causes what happened to become light. The advantage will come out of the darkness, since he has placed us in the dark, so that a great light would come out of the darkness. Likewise, the Lord will turn the curse into a blessing, since the curse itself has become a blessing, and the ruin of the temple is its building, for the ruin of the temple causes that your iniquity has ended, daughter of Zion. At that time, the great temple will be built.
We will continue if there's no more questions. I have nothing to add. I think everything is clear here.
Can we ask, Rav?
Yes.
It says here that it's because of your sin, the daughter of Zion, it's being corrected.
Altogether, it is spoken about one structure of one soul, Adam Rishon. That altogether it goes through a few states, this structure. It goes through a breaking, ruin, in the first temple, the first state which drops, the second state which drops, and the third state which comes to life. This is what we study. So this is why there is nothing that goes through these states. We have to go through the breakage, and the correction. That's why we relate to what is happening to us. Everything should happen, and we should thank that in each and every state we need to justify the creation, the Creator. And if we truly do that, then in that we hasten the corrections and bring it to the correct state. Most important thing is to see that we don't need to change the states, but only hasten them, meaning arrange them quicker for correction. But what I want to say is that these states must be revealed altogether. We need the evil to be revealed, and we need to identify it, locate it, and correct it, and then it will become good. And there is no good but that which comes out of evil.
So any states of the breaking between us that we find are part of this breaking that we must work with.
Yes, we just need to hurry up and correct them.
Kiev 2.
Да, дорогой учитель, вот когда приходит страдание какое-то, то ты, и оно мешает тебе соединяться с товарищами, то ты как бы его превозмогаешь, включаешь через...
So when you feel a friend, you try to connect to the friend, into the creator within, and we're happy about what? When the sufferings pass by, we're happy about that, or we're happy that we were able to be with the friend and the creator.
We are happy that we are trying to justify the creation because we need to go through these states. We have no doubt in that because nothing is up to us but in upper force. And we are happy because in each and every state we want to participate in the correct form, meaning that we try to push all the pieces of creation to connection. We try to accept all of creation, although it is in its broken states, to connect them in order to reveal how connected they are and corrected. And that's it. We need to use and connect all of creation to one mechanism, whole mechanism. I don't know what to say. Ask.
How do we activate this mechanism?
In each moment, all the states that I reveal, as if they are not okay, I need to relate them to the whole system and try and see that this revelation of evil that is happening, specifically this, is what brings all of the system to correction and to complete all of creation. That's it. Meaning, justify the Creator in each and every moment, what He does upon us, or me, or on me, let's say. And this is how we proceed forward.
So I justify the Creator only when I'm rising above the sufferings and I'm connecting into the friends. And in at that point, I can justify Him?
Yes, whatever falls on you, this is what you need to do. And try and see the whole world as corrected. Because truly, afterwards, you will figure out, you will reveal that there was no spoilment. The only thing spoiled is that in your broken vessels, you saw the world broken.
So how, in a maximum way, in a correct way, can we work with a situation that opens up in our life, that in the form of suffering? So I connect into a friend, try to connect to the Creator on a new level, try to disseminate. How can I, in a maximum way, just capture all the correction in this situation?
It depends on the environment. It depends on the environment. As much as you're connected to the friends, to the measurement that they hold you and you them, that in each and every moment you can justify the creation.
собственно, исправление заключается здесь.
So the correction is in what? In that we're justifying the Creator to reveal that He is good and does good, or I must do some physical action to disseminate, to pass it on?
No, everything will be clear in thought. Everything will be discerned in thought. All the corrections are in thought, not in actions. In actions, we have to do the actions between us, what can cause us to connect physically as a preparation for the spiritual connection. Okay. Chaver.
Rav, can you explain what it means
between the straits? Between the straits means that we still have the state that we are not on the left or on the right, but we are between them. That we are between the shattering of the first temple and the second temple. Between the straits is that we are, for now, until the Gemar Tikkun, are under pressure. From the strait, I have called upon you. We're still between restrictions.
I understand that, so we're basically in these two systems that are working, right?
Yes, this and that. The both systems are working on us. We're either belong to this or that, but the correction is that we complete them both together.
So in that case, are we supposed to work
yes,
in every state?
Darkness will shine as light. Petach Tikva 19. Yes, you're heard.
What we're studying, the destruction of the first and the second temple was supposed to happen anyway. That's what we studied. So, but we have this reality. And where's the Creator? What can we change in this game?
The ruin of the first and second temple, both of them needed to shatter because the Creator created a whole kli. Beautiful hole from the end of correction on his part. But the shattering had to happen so that we can participate in the connection. It's like we buy a game for a child that he needs to put the pieces together, buildings or ships. So this is how he created everything in a complete form, and then he shattered it. His shattering that he shattered is called the sin of the tree of knowledge. This is in the spiritual form. Afterwards, look how much preparation. Afterwards, we have the evolution of man, where they start to evolve and reach a state where they reveal the evil inclination, and from the evil inclination, they run away from it, and they want to build the mechanism between them as the good inclination, and they build the first temple. It cannot exist because it's not in Gmar Tikkun, only in Mochin Dechaya, and then it shatters, and then they build the second temple in Mochin Deneshama, and then he shatters, it shatters, and then there's nothing to do. Ab and Sag, the vessels, also the illumination of Chokhmah and the illumination of Chasadim, are both broken. Total shattering. We have merited this after the two shatterings, ruins. And now we are after the waiting of 2,000 years in a state that is worthy of correction until all the vessels have fallen, cascaded, and they mix together. And now we're in a generation that already is starting to rise from the klipot, from the shattering, and slowly rise and starting to raise them to the Neshama, which is called the third temple. This is our work.
This is exactly what I wanted to ask. The reality that we perceive, can we change it, or it's all constant and nothing will help, only to be in the flow and everyone will do their correction?
Talking about our corporeal lives?
And about it too. It's asked here, should we change the reality?
We need to think about our spiritual correction. And if the spiritual correction will be successful by us, then it seems it's likely that we will see also good results in corporeality. Although it doesn't have to be, because all this corporeal form is revealed to us, so it can push us to real, true spiritual connections, so that if we will feel all kinds of pressures, it can be for our own good, so that we will hasten the correction. This is why it says, all who loves Hashem will prove.
So can we change reality? What the Kabbalah is telling is that can we change the direction of our life, the entire direction? Can we change towards the good, or nothing will help?
I don't think it's a given that you have to have it, and that it's in our hands, and that we even need to think about it. We need to accept these things as they come, justify the Creator, and deal with what we can correct. You understand? It's in the connection between us and creating the surface in order to bestow between us, in order to let the Creator reveal. And as a result, if there will be changes for the good, I do not invite them at all. Most important for me is to build this surface. All of Bnei Baruch need to build this joint surface, that in this we will be filled with Or Chasadim and will let the Creator reveal in it, which will be Or Chokhmah in Or Chasadim.
And where is the good that does good?
The good that does good is what happened, what shows that he lets us correct the kelim in Chafetz Chesed, and afterwards in a state that we will reveal him as light of Chokhmah in light of Chasadim.
Canada.
I understand. Thank you.
Canada.
That all corrections happen in thought. Thought is a property of Bina, not a property of Malhut, isn't it?
Lo tchonat Bina, lo kacha?
I can't hear a question.
You said that all corrections happen in thought. But thought is a property of Bina, not a property of Malchut, isn't it?
No.
No. No. We make corrections by the light of Chasadim and light of Chokhmah. By these two big lights from above, we do corrections on the will to receive. The will to receive corrects until the height of Chasadim, Chafetz Chesed, and afterwards it will be ready to receive corrections in all of Chokhmah in order to bestow. Corrections are in the will to receive. The will to receive is supposedly belongs to Melchut, but we are talking about the height, corrections, or what magnitude of light we are willing to accept. Is it by Or Chassadim, Bina, or Or Chokhmah?
Itafor.
Salve Rav, perché la frammentazione è il regalo più grande che il creatore ci ha potuto fare?
Why is the shattering the biggest reward that the creator could have given us?
That is true. The shattering is a very great gift that without it we would not discover how different we are from the creator, and without the correction of the shattering we would not be able to reach adhesion and resembling of form with him. So even though that it is an action, it's a very severe action, the Creator shatters the vessels and gives us the opportunity to correct them and reach complete adhesion with him. Petach Tikva 18.
יוסף, דבר יוסף.
שומעים אותי?
כן, כן.
רב, מה דעתך על...
Can you hear me? Rav, what is your opinion about the groups in the nation that want to build a third temple to resurrect the third temple?
I don't know, Yosef. I'm not a contractor. I don't care about groups that want to raise something. You understand? That's it. The temple does not rise from that we start to build this building. If we want to build a temple, the third temple, we need to build it from our desires, the broken desires that go through corrections, these desires, and that they can connect mutually between them. Only in that way we are building this connection between us, which is called the temple.
А вот можно такой вопрос. Желание не участвовать, желание
не участвовать. This question, the desires that don't participate in the process of correction and unification, what can they be freed from?
There are desires which are not included in connection between us, although we now cannot see it, how they arrange and connect. But truly, there are none of these, because all the desires are from the complete vessel that went through the shattering, spoiled. And this is why we need to correct all of them in 100%, all of them. We have USA Midwest.
Good afternoon, Rav.
Afternoon.
I heard you say a little while ago there's a difference. Well, you mentioned about being pushed towards spirituality. Is there a difference between being pushed towards spirituality and drawn, as with Moses?
No,
Well, if we are drawn to spirituality, it is from our desire. Creator gave us just the first point, the urge for it. But afterwards, we need, by the correct environment, the 10, to develop this urge that we've received from the Creator, it is not ours, to develop this urge from that is from us, that there will be a true attraction to spirituality to in order to bestow for correction. This is how what we need to do. And there is an aid and guidance from the Creator, which pushes us forward. And this is how we are also drawn. So there is the part that comes from above, from the Creator, and the part that we need to develop. And this is how we reach Shutfut with the upper force. Okay, Tel Aviv 1.
Rav, the third temple that we're building is in the tens in between, and then in between the
tens? Yes, it is called 10 complete sefirot that we are trying to assemble between us, in our relations between us. It is something, it's a correct brick, corrected, beautiful, from the complete temple. Queens.
If I understood correctly, the temple is built in a field of thoughts and emotions. And if we can enter this field, we need unity. So that's the minimal that we can do, is to connect.
Galil West.
Thank you.
Galil West.
Rav, אפשר לשאול שאלה על תשעה באב?
כן, ודאי, היום זה הזמן.
עלתה לנו שאלה משיעור הבוקר. בשיעור הבוקר דיברנו על זה שבתשעה באב זה...
We had a question about the morning lesson. In the morning lesson, we talked about the 9th of Av as the revelation of the Messiah. But why is it such a tragic day, mourning?
For now, it's a day of grief because we wanted to build two temples and they have fallen. Ruined. And the third temple that will also arise on the 9th of Av, Tisha B'Av, we cannot see it. So this is why we cannot be happy for it. But this day will be a day of joy. This is one thing. The second thing, Kabbalists, not normal people, not religious, secular, not the people that know or not or do not know, the people that tell about all the matters that we are studying, for them there is no day of grief. For them, there it's a day that the Creator did, made, in order for us to see the broken vessels and that we can correct them. And this is why we, in general, we never cry and we don't feel sorry, but we try to justify the Creator in each and every state. If it's private, general, it doesn't matter.
Czechoslovakia.
Please explain this all correction are in thoughts, not in actions. What about dissemination? This is actions.
זה גם כן פעולה רוחנית, כי על ידי...
It is also a spiritual action, because when we disseminate, we connect the wills which are broken, distant, we connect them together in order to correct. Itafol, Italy, 4.
Buon pomeriggio, Rav. Le chiedo, quindi la costruzione del terzo tempio è interiore? Ed atto luogo.
Good day, Rav.
La connessione.
I'm asking. The building of the temple is internal during the meetings of the tens. When we feel this internal,
you still cannot check in what you resemble or not, but just it is enough to awaken for connection alone. Petah Tikva 34.
The third temple, where does it exist?
The third temple isn't found anywhere. It needs to rise from our efforts. We are in item part 8. Sefat Emet. Indeed, the power of unity is very great to awaken the force of the root from heaven. However, it must be for the sake of the Creator, and this is found only in the children of Israel. Since the generation of Babylon, all gathered and did not succeed. Only the children of Israel, for the Lord's portion is His people, were given the power of unity. And in the children of Israel, it later came true in the building of the temple. The temple was not merely a building of wood and bricks. Rather, through the joining of the children of Israel, where each one from Israel has some part in it, as it is written, Jerusalem that is built as a city that was joined together, a city that makes all of Israel friends. A building was made below through the souls of the children of Israel. Through the building, as was said, let us build a city with its head in heaven. Only because it was for the sake of the Creator did not come true for them. Sorry, I didn't have text.
There are a lot of things here, but what does he want to tell us in the end? We must build a kli that will be corrected, will be united, and then this kli will be called a temple. And within it will be the revelation of the Creator. No questions? All right. Number nine.
When all of Israel are in unity, they do not fear a thing. For this reason, the punishment of exile was added to the separation of the hearts and the unfounded hatred, for without it, exile would have been impossible altogether. Hence, the beginning of trouble was on the 17th of Tammuz, Hebrew month, when the city wall was breached. It is, as Rashi interprets, in the absence of a wall, they are separated. This is on the day of the breaking of the tablets and the worship of the calf, which caused the breaking of the tablets and from which branched the breaching of the city.
All of these things must be shattered, the wall, the town, and we come to complete destruction, and all that's left is just crumbs, tiny pieces that you can't break in further. And then with time, we come to correction slowly, gradually. We collect and rebuild and put these pieces together add the screen on top and the reflected light and desires in between us. And this way we come to correction. This is how we come to correction.
What is it,
Gilad?
What does it mean that in the same date the same things happen? What does it mean in our work?
In our work, we must just continue towards that same point. There is the world, the soul, the town, the support, the existence, all this comes to the point of shattering. And with the intention, from the desire to receive to the intention to bestow. And it must be very accurate in this one point. This connection that goes through Aviyut Shores, Bikinot Dalit, First Temple, Second Temple, Galgal Tainaim, Ahab, and the Ahab is being lifted, and the Ahab in its own place, and then the Third Temple, all of these things relate to just one point. The point of connection between the desire to receive and the light within this whole system. And all of this happens, ninth of Av. This, the ninth of this the month when the Mashiach is born, this force is revealed to us through this point. And where is it in relation to time? Ninth above, this is the most joyous day, the strongest day that reveals the Creator. Ninth above, this is how it'll be.
But when it's the same...
Just one point, just one cause, and that's how it is revealed.
Kiev 2.
That's it.
Да, дорогой.
Kiev 2.
Дорогой учитель, то, что Гилад спрашивал, продолжить вопрос. Вот в принципе мы в любой точке.
I'll continue Gilad's question. Basically, in every point of shattering, we can reach correction, or either we need the worst one.
The shattering exists in just one point where there's the separation between the upper force and the influence on us with the intention to bestow and the desire to receive that's left without the intention to bestow. So without this intention to bestow, it completely shatters. There's nothing left. It's destroyed. Once more, you have crumbs of sand, grains of sand, and between them is glue that connects them all into some one structure.
Понятно. А вот мы же говорим здесь еще и про материальный мир, когда, то есть разбиение храма.
It is understandable where we're talking about the corporeal world.
No, that's not correct. Ask concisely, because you're bringing in your imaginations on these fantastical things into everyone's head. Just ask a little bit and I will explain so you don't have left this great imagination, this image, personal image you want to tell everyone. And it's not worth it for them to even hear. I understand you're an architect and you see a building, but there's no buildings. There's only one thing, the desire to receive. And it must close into desire to bestow. And with its help, it can glue and connect all of these pieces together. And this is how it'll be.
How do we correct the will to receive? That we rise above it towards connection?
It's not correct. We are striving for connections between us. We're raising a prayer between us to the Creator. We're receiving from the Creator into that same connection an answer, a light that returns us to the source, that's helping us understand how to glue us together, connect us together, and this is what we do. And in the connection between us, we reveal the Creator.
Как бы есть два уровня.
Okay.
Есть уровень желания получать, а есть уровень связи, который мы строим.
There are two levels: the level of the will to receive and the level of the connection that we are building together with the friends and the Creator. So the correction happens in the second stage. Does the first stage happens? Stays the same?
No, I don't have same picture as you. Do you understand him, Galad? I'm not sure what he's building. You're building such things, and I understand you're an architect, but I don't have such images. None. Galil West.
Of how can we hasten the time for correction?
Did you ask? Okay, enough. Stop. Stop, because you're adding things that are not correct, and I don't want them to be heard. After all this, because I don't want to hear anymore. And to accelerate towards correction can only be with the acceleration of our prayer towards the Creator, period. Nothing else besides it. You can ask, there's questions about dissemination, education, Congress that we will conduct, but concisely, all of it must be built in the requests of the Creator. Is there requests to the Creator? And from this request, everything depends.
United with G3.
Rav, you said that there is the will to receive, and that the mission is to connect all the pieces. What does it mean to connect them?
I don't understand what you're talking about. What do you mean to be blinded? I don't understand that word.
Между собой может желание получать, то есть как я как кусок желания получать могу ослепить.
Connect all the desires. Me as a piece of will to receive. Can I?
I don't understand this word. To blind with the light. Maybe you're trying to say to glue together. To connect?
Rav Ivanta, Mishu tergem lo nachon.
Okay, now it's understood. Okay, maybe it wasn't translated properly.
Rav Shalom.
PT 22.
Hello, Rav. I'm asking myself. I listen. I'm talking for myself. I want to listen to the Zohar lesson. I don't understand nothing in it. I just listen to the reading. I submerge in it and try to get it in the form of annulling to the text. My question is, do we even have a room for our questions that we always ask from our ego? No question comes from a spiritual source. We all want answers for our ego, and this is, in my opinion, is taking us from out of the stream, our comfort that we listen to the Zohar. This interrupts me completely.
My opinion is completely opposite of yours. To me, it doesn't get in the way for me. You know, as I'm busy with the infants, you come into a kindergarten and you hear all these noises, and this one's crying, this one's laughing, and so complete confusion, no order at all. And but this is how they grow, and there's no choice, and I have no nerves, but I have no choice. And from the other hand, I give them opportunity to ask and listen and order all these things in the head and in the heart.
I understand you, Rav.
Nothing will help you. What you're saying, you could say anything you want. You think you're right, I'm telling you, you're not right. You're not correct. Because there's thousands of people, and I'm not serving just you.
My question is that we have so many questions. I just asked if we have room for questions in the Zohar. The reading of Zohar.
This is not the reading of the Zohar right now. Right now is the evening, the beginning of 9th of Av, where it's talking about the destruction. This is not Zohar. Who told you this is Zohar? You're not in the topic. This is a lesson that has nothing to do with Zohar. Today, in the morning, and in the evening, and tomorrow, morning, tomorrow, evening, all of it is 9th of Av.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Haifa 2.
Shalom, Rav.
Shalom.
Hello, Rav. I wanted to ask, how much importance do we need to give for the fasting in the Tisha B'Av?
I don't know. I'm only talking about spiritual matters. A fast in spirituality means that we don't want to use light of Chokhmah or light of Chassidim, because there's no opportunity to receive them with the intention to bestow. That's why it's called so in spirituality. But in corporeal, it's that's up to you. Azerbaijan.
Thank you very much. Kirill from the 10 is asking, after we build the temple,
we're not building it, no. We're not building the third temple. We are only asking, and it is built by the light from above that gives us the opportunity to connect between us, gives us the strength to connect in a correct way, and fulfills it. This unity, this means the Creator builds this house, this temple, and fills it with Himself. We don't build the first temple we build, second one we try to build, third one is built from above.
Physically, how does it come to be? In the physical world, will it come to be?
Why are you saying that in this world there's no this world, it doesn't exist. This world, when we connect into the spiritual force, we see that this world is illusionary, it's imaginary, we're just imagining it from our desire to receive. So of course the third temple can't exist in the material world. because it's completely spiritual. It's only for bestowal. So not build it ourselves, because we can't, as the first and the second temple. So we can't build it, and we can't fill it with anything. It all comes from above, and is clarified on a spiritual level. When we rise from material to spiritual,
how can we increase the effect of the light?
Speak so we can hear you. Where's your microphone?
Sorry, how can we increase?
Okay, but speak into the microphone. You're closing your mouth and speaking.
How to increase the effects of the light while studying the Zohar?
No, I can't hear you. Once more, try directly into the microphone. And if not, then no.
How do we increase the effects of the reforming light while studying the Zohar?
Gilad, did you understand what he said? The influence of the light. So we want to receive the light through the Zohar, and of course it is the first and main source, and the unity between us during the reading of the Zohar. We talked about this many times. Kabu, one.
Good evening from Malaysia, Rav. So, Rav, is the destruction of the temple due to refusal to connect, or simply or inability to connect?
The ruin of the temple was because we couldn't connect? No,
there is no opportunity. We have no ability to connect. The true connection can come only with the upper force that connects us. By ourselves, we're not able to connect at all. Because of that, the destruction of the temple is in that we did not want to be united. And as we read in many sources, that people started to hate each other, to separate from each other, to hurt each other. And we did not want to be united. And even if we wanted to, we weren't able to. Everything would have been fine. And we're just required to do the actions, asking for unity and connection. That's what we need. All right? Great. Oh, wow. Look how far from Malaysia. Okay, friends, we have Volga.
What includes in the connection between us?
Unity is called that all of our desires, except material desires, food, sex, family, knowledge, honor, except all those desires, everything that we have, the point in the heart. We must connect all these desires between us and request the Creator to enliven these desires together and fulfill them. And the Creator is revealed as a result of this unity of the points in the heart between us.
How can we do this practically?
Yes, yes, it's done practically in the group. Talk about it, think about it, and ask for it, and it'll happen.
Before raising the first temple, there was the kingdom of David that rose. I'm sorry, I couldn't hear him.
I don't know. First temple was built when they came from Egypt. There was a war conquering the land of Israel, and then they built the first temple. I don't understand what you're asking.
It was the time of the judges, the prophets. Only when they entered, when they attacked Jerusalem and Israel kingdom has arose. There was the time of Shaul.
My dear, it's all correct. These are all periods with various events, but we can't check this now. If we start to awaken all these historic periods and all what's written by the sages and all their writings, it's not for us. Only to understand the main principle and walk in the direction of this, and the rest will understand through attainment when it comes. Is that clear?
What is the most important to take notice about in the lessons of the ruin in these 2 days?
Destruction. That within us there's destruction, shattering, and we must correct it between us. It's the shattering of connections between us. Once we were connected altogether, and then later we were separated from each other. That's what's called the destruction, that I can't connect with anyone. That's what's called the shattering. Between us, each one.
Is it possible to feel it in these days?
Try. Tbilisi.
How does each 10 affect the other 10s in moving towards correction?
We're all connected amongst each other, all the tens, and we must see each ten that it connects amongst itself with the Creator, but also helps in that with other tens to connect and to connect with the Creator. Each one that works on this and has luck and individually and influencing others, coming to unify everyone.
We can reach the Congress with joy?
Yes. This is how we want to come to the Congress in preparation during the Congress to really feel our entire world clear. So the whole world could start to feel that there is a place here through which you can enter spirituality, eternity, wholeness, correction. And with this, we will end the lesson. And yeah, keep your questions until the morning lesson, and we'll check them then. And for now, we'll conclude until tomorrow.
Love.